Wow, what a week for SpaceX. Just 3 weeks after wrapping up what analysts are already calling the largest IPO in history, they've officially been added to the NASDAQ 100 index on July 7th. It really feels like a pivotal moment for how financial markets operate.
It certainly is. And the mechanics behind that index addition are fascinating. It triggers an automatic, massive reallocation of capital. We're talking about index funds and ETFs that are contractually obligated to deploy billions in passive buying into those shares.
Exactly. That kind of mechanical demand is a huge deal. It typically gives the stock a major liquidity boost and helps stabilize short-term price swings. It's basically the market's immediate way of saying, "We see your valuation, and we're ready to trade at this volume."
While traditional markets are gearing up for that scheduled rebalancing, something interesting is happening over in the decentralized crypto space. They're already pricing in the move.
Right. Because tokenized shares, trading on high-throughput blockchains, like Solana, don't sleep. They operate 24 hours a day with near-instant settlement. So the moment news breaks, traders can react immediately.
And that's why on-chain price discovery often happens hours or even days before traditional exchanges even adjust their order books.
It creates this incredible dynamic arbitrage environment. You've got decentralized markets acting as leading indicators for legacy finance, which effectively shrinks that old information gap between institutions and everyday traders.
Speaking of trading vehicles, alongside tokenized equities, perpetual futures contracts have really emerged as the primary way people are trading SpaceX's market debut.
I've been watching that closely. These derivatives let traders take leveraged long or short positions without worrying about expiration dates. They just use funding rates to keep the contract prices neatly anchored to the underlying asset.
And if you want a real-time pulse on investor sentiment, you just look at the trading volume and open interest in those perpetual markets. It's incredibly transparent.
It really shows a broader market shift, doesn't it? Execution speed, live on-chain data, and continuous liquidity are rapidly replacing those delayed research reports as the main competitive edge in trading today.
Absolutely. This dual market response highlights a growing convergence between traditional finance and blockchain technology.
It's wild to see the contrast. Legacy markets are still bound by strict regulatory frameworks, fixed trading hours, and multi-day settlement cycles. Meanwhile, decentralized ecosystems are proving just how viable faster, transparent, and globally accessible trading can be.
And let's be clear, tokenized shares and perpetual contracts are evolving past their early days as purely speculative instruments. They're becoming functional proof-of-concept platforms for a much more efficient financial infrastructure.
For investors, that evolution brings both exciting opportunity and real responsibility.
Exactly. Round-the-clock access and alternative pricing mechanisms definitely free traders from traditional constraints. But to navigate these decentralized markets successfully, you need a solid grasp of funding rates, on-chain liquidity dynamics, and the structural differences between crypto and traditional exchange depth.
Ultimately, SpaceX's rapid index inclusion just proves that the boundary between traditional equities and on-chain assets is blurring faster than most expected.
And that's the key takeaway. Investors who develop fluency in both ecosystems will be best positioned to capitalize on the next phase of market evolution. That's where continuous price discovery, execution speed, and cross-market transparency will truly define competitive advantage.